Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of the Laughlin Hovick Funeral Home.
The Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore has been serving Southeast Nebraska for many years and is pleased to be of help in your time of need. It's been their endeavor to come to your aid with the utmost quickness in your funeral arrangements. They've been proud to serve you in the past and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, funeral arrangements and understanding is what you'll receive. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, a proud part of the community.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on KNDY. We're now joined by Kane Hoekstra, head football coach for the Southern Raiders. Coach, for the second week in a row, you drop a close one. Last Friday, you fall at Heartland 26-22. Obviously, it was close throughout the whole game. What were some of the things that you feel led to that loss?
I think the first thing that I would point to is our tackling. It hasn't been an issue all season, but it showed up on Friday night. They had some big backs that were tough to bring down, and unfortunately we had some arm tackles that they were able to run through, and that would be the number one thing. It seemed like we couldn't get stops, or we would have them in the backfield or stop for no gain, and they would run through our tackle and get that first down yardage they needed, and that was frustrating. I know it was wearing on the kids. Hand it to Heartland for being physical, but also I think that we certainly fought for four quarters. We've never laid down, and that's what we're looking for. Our kids are going about their business the right way. They're working hard, and hopefully that continues throughout the season.
As I said, it was your second straight close loss, and you just kind of touched on it a little bit that the kids seem to never give up. But what do you think needs to be fixed and or worked on to just flip those close situations, to fix those close losses?
Fundamentals is what we're going to continue to focus on, as every team is going to. Just those little things that we make sure we execute, you know, finish a block, wrap up when we tackle, being fundamentally sound, and we're going to continue to work on those things. I don't think it's a schematic issue, so we're going to focus on ourselves and get better each day in practice.
This week, you travel to Diller-Odell, a team that's quickly turned into somewhat of a rival since you joined in the eight-man ranks. Close proximity, lots of connected ties, and they're also on a bit of a roll. What do you expect to see in that game, and what will your boys need to do to get back into the win column?
Yeah, I think it's going to be another competitive game. We match up really pretty well. They've got a good tradition over there, you know, a lot of success. They know the eight-man game really well, and a tribute to their coaches, their athletes. They're going to be a challenge as well. They're kind of deceptive in some of the things that they do. They've got a decent ground game and play-action pass that's sometimes difficult to prepare for. They run the ball three, four, five times in a row, and then they show that action, and they spring a pass on you. So it's going to be a challenge for us. We've got to make sure we take care of, in my opinion, their best player, Austin Juergens. He's disruptive on defense, outstanding athletes, physical on offense as well. So we've got to make sure that we take care of him. And they've got a host of playmakers on both sides of the ball, too. So we're going to have our hands full. But I like our chances, and our kids are going to compete. You mentioned close proximity, so there's some bragging rights on the line here, too. Kids know each other really well and play summer ball together, and it's going to be an exciting game.
We're speaking with Kane Hoekstra, head football coach for the Southern Raiders. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Southern Raider head football coach Kane Hoekstra here on KNDY.
Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of the Laughlin Hovick Funeral Home. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller-Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.